bookbinding at Feltville. Felt's stationery business thrived in New York and New Orleans. While some merchandise was imported from England, his Brooklyn factory was a principal source of inventory. The Feltville factory complex was constructed on this site in 1845. Like Felt's Brooklyn factory, the Feltville bookbindery produced a variety of stationery items. However, the production of ledger books, almanacs, and journals was most likely its most notable operation. On occasion, Felt produced other books, such as Littell's Genealogy, which is on display at the Visitor Center. Local paper mills, perhaps Seeley's Mill nearby, were a ready source of paper. And by 1850, Felt employed more than 50 factory workers, including 22 women. In the first half of the 19th century, book manufacturing machines were often constructed on site. That may have been the responsibility of machinist Benjamin Foss, 34, with the help of a blacksmith. Henry Martin, 18, and James West, 24, were specialists who printed line paper for ledger books. Once printed, the pages were folded and assembled in the proper order, and then affixed to the binding. David Felt's patented adhesive with honey. David Felt of New York, New York, improved adhesive compound for binding books, 1838. Use of an elastic adhesive compound for attaching the leaves of books together, which entirely obviates the necessity of sewing. Mode of application. The section or folds of the book are first made in the usual manner of one sheet carefully pressed and knocked up on the back and cut on the front. The back is then put into a curved mold to give the back the proper form. It is then put between two cutting or press boards and placed in a press and screwed up, after which the back is made rough and the elastic adhesive compound applied with a stiff brush and then left to dry. When dry, or nearly so, another coat is put on so as to form a sufficient body. Some cotton or other flexible cloth is then prepared with two coats of the compound. A strip of this cloth is then put quite over the back, extending down on each side about 2 inches, and after rubbing it well on the back to make it adhere and leaving it a short time to dry, it will be ready for binding in the usual way. The compound may also be used as a substitute for glue when books are sewed and stitched in the usual way. Instructions for preparing the adhesive compound. Take 8 parts of isinglass, 2 parts of gum arabic, and after soaking them in a little rainwater until they become soft, add 4 parts of pure honey, then dissolve the whole with alcohol over a slow fire. Once the pages were assembled, they were placed in a press to force out the air between the pages. The paper colorer, James White, 42, would have been responsible for marbling the end papers and the page edges of the more expensive books. Horizontal bands affixed to the spine were used to attach the pages to the cover.